Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just talking on mute. We praise the Lord and just talking. We give God glory today as we worship Him and magnify His holy name. He is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall be praised. We welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Thank God, glory to God, that we're divinely connected to Him and you and all that will hear the word of God and the praises, and also, glory to God, the time for us to celebrate and glorify His name. We honor Him because He is marvelous. How excellent is Thy name, O Lord. We glorify Him and thank Him for everything and all things, and even in the midst of dilemmas and the trials and the storms and the various things that go on, He is still God, He is still Lord, and He said He changes not. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So as we come together to worship, to magnify, to pray, to uplift His name, to repent, to build up, to tear down, to give ourselves, glory God, over into Him in the fellowship and the prayer, we glorify Him for who He is, that He changed not, and He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we bless Him today. He is so phenomenal. We don't have words to express who He really is and what He really does mean to each of us in our own way. We bless God. We thank God for the prayer warriors. We thank God for His word. We thank God for the power of prayer. We thank God for the God that cares, and He don't sit so high that He can't be touched down here with our infirmity. So we thank you again for joining us with Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. This is the time that we will come together and let the breaking of the bread of life, glory to God, minister in His word. Thank God every Monday night, glory to God, we have prayer, and every second and fourth Sunday, the ministers of the gospel come forth and share the word of God. We bless the Lord. This is Pastor B.J. Hubbard tonight. The prophetess will be bringing the word. We bless God. We have been torn between two messages all week long and all throughout the day, and still we're going to believe God as He has not given me to separate Him. I just have to find a way to listen to His voice to tie the pieces in. Praise the Lord. And dear mother in the Lord, glory to God, had been confirming, praise God, Mother Alexandra about sharing some things from the word of the seed and also pulling up the weeds out of the garden. And God has been dealing with me a lot about the storms in life and the secret storms. And some of this right here, glory to God, we can find places where it can really tie in, because we do have to have the right seeds in it to be successful in being able to weather the storms through the Holy Spirit, through the word of God, to be able to go forth with the challenges of life. So the enemy is about, as John 10:10, is about stealing, killing, and destroying. But God said He came, Jesus said He came to give life, and life more abundantly. So there is a path of the straight and narrow God is required for us to be on. And He is telling us, glory to God, and giving us instruction through His word and through the Holy Spirit how we are to walk this journey. And the enemy, glory to God, wants to get us on Hollywood Boulevard, that wide path, so that way we'll find ourselves stopping and picking the tulips and finding ourselves off course and not being able to hear clearly the instruction that God has for us. So we got to stay divinely connected, not saying that we're not missed and not have times, glory to God, that we'll become short, but we got to stay in a place where we keep our relationship strong in the Lord, having that time and that fellowship and being able to hear His voice, so that when we will not allow the things that we go through and the situations and circumstances to manipulate us and cause us, glory to God, the error or our flesh, glory to God, find itself overriding the Holy Spirit, glory to God, grieving and causing, glory to God, error in our lives, and letting our imagination run away with us too as well. And that's why He tells us in His word, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we got to bring it down into captivity through obedience to His word. And in order to do that, you got to know what His word is saying. You got to spend time in that word, get that word down in your spirit, not in your intellect, as we often say, so we won't be so easy to deviate off the path. The trials and the cares and the turbulence and the hills and the mountains and all kinds of different things that occur in our lives will cause us to be under pressure sometimes to try to get us to that place where we're under pressure about our health, we're under pressure about a wayward child, under pressure about a situation going on in your marriage or in the ministry or through portrayal or through all kinds of other various things that can occur to try to get us in that area of letting the storms of life, glory to God, throw us around or whip us around like the wind come through the trees and the leaves and you're bending and shaking and rocking and moving. Praise God. But God wants us to be in a place where we can be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. And so in the times of trouble, glory to God, he'll hide us in his pavilion. He'll hide us, but he got to be able to know, glory to God, that word got to be hidden in us. So when the spirit of the enemy comes in like a flood, glory to God, God can raise up that standard in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I must be fired up and just really excited or something because, praise the Lord, we greet you again. We bless the Lord. And our scripture reading tonight is just two things come to mind, praise God, because we have other scriptures that's going to tie in with the various parts of the message tonight. So I'm just two familiar ones that we know, and that is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The second one, glory to God, is a part of our lives that we should stand on, is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy paths. So we look unto the hills, which come to our help, realizing it comes from the Lord. But in the meantime, regardless of what goes on, we got to know that he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. His word is true. He's not a God that he should lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. And in the midst of all that the enemy is doing, regardless, we got to be like Jesus said, my sheep, hallelujah, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger it will not follow. So as we continue to seek the face of the Lord and stand fast on his word, the adversary wouldn't be so easily to derail us and to cause us to lean to the left or the right or cause us to get stagnated to the point, glory to God, we are caught up in anxiety. We are caught up, glory to God, in the circumstances of life. And one minute we don't know for sure. One minute we're speaking truth and standing on the word. The next minute, glory to God, I'm not sure. I'm maybe he didn't say it or what. He said in James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let's get a prayer through. Father, we bless you tonight, and we give you glory and praise because you are so worthy. So awesome are you, God. We bless you for this day that you have made and that you've given unto us. Another opportunity to give you glory and give you praise. Another opportunity for repentance. Another opportunity, glory to God, to let you show yourself strong in the earth through these vessels. Another opportunity, glory to God, for us to be able to hear your voice, submit to you and find ourselves committing. We thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We're thanking him, glory to God, for everything he's already done, he is doing, and about to do. In the name of Jesus. Also, God, we bless you today. We thank you again for the word. And as you bring the word, glory to God, we pray that this flesh, glory to God, be crucified, that you be glorified, and that the word will come forth, that you will magnify your truth and your word even the more, that flesh, glory to God, will have no place in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We give you glory. As we proceed on, glory to God, we're going to share a little bit concerning the word on what type of seeds are growing in your garden and pulling up the weeds. So we're going to share a little bit of that so we can get on to some of the pieces, glory to God, that has to do with the storms and the secret storms and the challenges and so forth that we go through in this walk in Christ. Praise the God. Amen, amen. I'm going to read this this little quote, right? Praise God. It says, a person's mind may be likened into a garden which may be intelligent, cultivated, or allowed to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth fruit. if no useful seeds are put in it, then and an abundance of usefulness, weeds, seeds will fall therein and will continue to produce their kind. Just as the gardener cultivates their plots, keeping them free from weeds and growing the flowers, the fruits which they require, so may a person tend the garden of his or her life, of her mind, weeding out all wrong, useless, and impure thoughts, and cultivating toward perfection the flowers, the fruits of right, useful, and pure thoughts. By pursuing this process, a person sooner or later discover that he, she is the master gardener of his or her soul and the director his or her life. Father is the gardener. We know Jesus is the vine. Praise God. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. If Jesus had brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, then we are to walk therein. Praise God. If we bite and devour one another, take heed that be not consumed, that you be not consumed one another. Walk in the truth, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Praise the Lord. And it's coming out of Galatians 5, 1, and then we went to the 15th chapter, 16, 17, and 18. Planting a garden, you need good soil, time, and energy to cultivate. Spiritually, you have to do so. Also, creating a truly great soil can take years. But laying a good foundation, it will produce a great harvest, yielding good fruit. You reap what you sow. Many people take a look at others' lives, and they don't like what they see, and they wonder what went wrong. To answer that, they planted the wrong seeds. Check your environment. The environment that you find yourself in will have an enormous impact on whether or not you will be able to achieve your goals. Living holy, righteous, committed to Christ, obedient to his command. The Bible says you can't serve two masters. You're either going to hate one or love the other. He said, come up among them and go over to God, and the Lord said he will receive you. Praise the Lord. A corrupt tree cannot bear good fruit, and it must be it must have plenty of sun. And we are talking about, even for the spiritual part, the Son of Christ Jesus. Amen. Many have to build a fence around your garden to keep out unwanted creatures that's in the natural that may eat or damage your crop naturally. And the Bible let us know it's over keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Praise the Lord. You have to do that with the spiritual as it is with the natural. Praise God. Keep naysayers and toxic people at arm's length. You need to keep them out of your life instead of some arm's length. You need to have wisdom, glory to God, so we'll know anything that's going to destroy or cause you to be in bondage or cause you not to be able to grow spiritually. Then you ought to be able to know I have to come out from among that kind of environment in order for me to be able to grow and to be able to receive the word of God and to allow the word to get in there to root out things that are not like God, because that flesh has to die. Flesh is not going to glory in the sight of God. And he said it's not going to enter into the kingdom of God. Draw nigh to me, he said, and I'll draw nigh to you. Only way you're going to be able to do that is in the spirit. Amen. And you got to have a mind to be committed and want, glory to God, the Lord, to be able to transform you. So that means that hunger and that thirst for the word has got to come out of you. Nobody can't. They can tell you about it, teach you, but you're going to have to be the one that have that desire to want to have that transformation to take place in your life, so that the commitment in your conversation, you have to be wise and so forth for the things that you speak out of your mouth, because the Bible says, out of the heart the mouth speaketh. Praise God. Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. So whatever it is that you've been feeding your spirit man or your flesh man, that's the one gonna rule the house. If you've been feeding your flesh more than you've been feeding your spirit, then when challenges come and situations, circumstances occur, and especially if there's something, glory to God, that rubs you the grain the wrong way, then out of your mouth you're going to find yourself speaking contrary things, things, glory to God, that's going to not bring any glory to the Lord and also to the hearer. It's not going to help them forward your witness or can kill your witness. Praise God. Refuse to allow the cares of this life, people, things, or other things to interrupt or disrupt, glory to God, your walk in Christ. Pay attention, glory to God, for the things and the type of environment that you have around you. Praise God. Gardening needs constant tending. After you prepared your garden and planting your seeds, there is still a lot of work to be done in your garden. A garden requires constant care and attention, watering it with the word of God, pulling weeds frequently, all kinds of unwanted, unwelcome weeds will sprout up. Keep a repentant heart, do inventory, search your heart, and also, glory to God, the cares, glory to God, forgive, walk in the agape, praise the Lord, amen. And if we're not careful, glory to God, of how we walk and how we talk and so forth like this, and allow things that, glory to God, that occur in our lives to get us to that place where we get anxious, get frustrated, agitated, aggravated, walking in forgiveness, unforgiveness, walking in, glory to God, anger and frustration, busybody, sowing discord and all of those kinds of weeds and other things, glory, murdering with your tongue. You done told us, glory to God, how we're to walk and how we're to esteem others more highly than ourselves. How you done told us, glory to God, how doubt and fear, those things are not to be in us as well. Pull up the weeds. And then in the meantime, it's a process, but the more and more we allow the word to get in us, and glory to God, let God work some things out of us and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let him do the exalting. Glory to God, we will be able to produce good fruit and the character of Jesus Christ. But we want to be a part-time lover. We want to handle this like we want to. We want to handle the word, glory to God, and, oh, we take in this amount, and glory to God, we allow God to do this much in us and make these kinds of changes and transformations. Then we want to take charge, and you know what? I'm not going to let nobody take advantage of me. I'm not going to do it. And we're giving place to the enemy to disrupt our lives and cause disruption in other people's lives and cause our seeds not to grow and produce the type of fruit that God wants done in the name of Jesus. So we got to be watchful of glory to God and mindful, glory to God, of what we're saying, what we're doing. And he's not talking about suppressing things. He's talking about, glory to God, releasing some things so we can progress, not regress, in the name of Jesus. He said, a heart is into my, people will say, oh, the Lord know my heart. And he said, a heart is deceitfully wicked, Jeremiah 17:9. Anything and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God knows it. And how we can get the transformation of our heart changing is through his word. He'll do the heart transplant. He'll go over to God. We're under the covenant of Jesus Christ. And go right. He is faithful in his word. He's trying to teach us how to be faithful. So in our gardens, we're going to have to be careful that we make time to prune and to fertilize it with the word. And the word, glory to God, a two-edged sword that will cut asunder. Glory. And the word, glory, I'm not just taking the word to try to cut people, other people down and see them mote in their eye, and you got a 2x4 in yours. That word, glory to God, will want to cut away some things in us. It want to give us a spiritual laxative, get some of that toxin out of us, give us an ear to hear and open up our hearts that we may be able to receive the word, glory to God, and allow God to work some things out of us. And we have to know, glory, God is trying to make us in a floor mat. He's trying to give us wisdom to let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us and direct us, because he came to not only lead, guide, and comfort us and direct us, he wants to be just like that GPS, glory to God, to be in our vehicle, glory to God, to direct us, or either whether it be on our phone, to direct us, you know, and if we're deviating off the path, it can show you how to be rerouted, how to repent and get things back on and get back on course and whatever. But we have to be able to allow him to be that GPS or that compass or whatever is needed, glory to God, to keep us in alignment with the word. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of all. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So don't allow what you go through to turn back around and determine what your future or your destiny is going to be because of the things that we are walking out in flesh. And he even told us that that when it comes to the flesh, it's the lust of the eye, glory to God, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And he wants us, glory to God, and not to get caught up and lusting after so much. All of it don't have to be sexual. Sometimes we just lusting after a position. We are lusting after, glory to God, the big emphasis. We are lusting after, glory to God, the position. We are lusting, glory to God, to have the power to do this, that, and the other. We are lusting for so many things. And sometimes, glory to God, those things get us so caught up and off track, and we get sidetracked. We don't accomplish what God will pull up the seeds, pull up the weeds out of your garden in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Beware of weeds such as malice, intent, surfing, forms of procrastination, self-doubt, perfection. So when you come across one of these weeds, whatever kind, pull them up immediately. Don't procrastinate so they won't become strongholds in your life in the name of Jesus. Prune away tasks that are not important and don't promote a disciple way of life and promote a disciple way of life that doesn't glorify, that don't promote disciple's way of life that doesn't promote the Lord Jesus. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. We're in the world, but not of the world. Get your inspiration from the Bible and from the Word of God. Amen. Psalms 119. The word of the Lord is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else to be added. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. Many times we try to take on things and come to find out those paths that we on, when we deviate off the path of God, the enemy will bring a deception, and you'll think that you're walking in righteousness or walking right, and come to find out you're off course. But if you allow the Holy Spirit and don't grieve him and override him, he will set you on course, and he will convict your heart more. But the more and more we override him, the louder my voice is now, after a while it gets lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. After a while, it's just like you don't grieve him, so now you set up it in your own way. And, you know, it's a scripture that I'm going to find this back that's in Proverbs and so forth that talks about, and so didn't regard his saying and so forth like this, so he's going to laugh at your calamity. We got to be careful that we don't allow things to take place, and then we want to say, it's the devil, and come to find it's nothing but your flesh, and open the door for the devil to come in, because he's not going to get in your car and ride as a passenger. If that door gets open, he's going to be the driver. In the name of Jesus. And how does old saying people say, oh, he want God to be your, or Jesus to be your co-pilot. Now, if he can be the co-pilot, you're going to crash and burn, because he's a jealous God, and he don't have no other God before him, and he has to be first. That's why he said, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added. Praise the Lord. You're going to put God on, glory to God, and manipulate him like you want him to. You can't walk in hypocrisy. Praise God. You can't force a seed to grow faster than the nature intended and have good fruit. All you can do is create the best possible conditions in your garden of life and plant the right seeds to give those seeds the best care and the attention they need. Then trust God that nature will take its course in the rest, Jesus' guidance through the Holy Spirit. You will have to have patience and to trust the process. People act like that's a curse word just to say patience. We're going to have to wait on the Lord. And some will say they have faith, glory to God, but if you don't have no patience, no, you don't have no faith, because it's going to take those who walk in hand, almost like scrambled eggs and can't be unscrambled. When you turn back around and you're really walking in faith and you're walking in that, you'll have that patience to wait on the Lord, and then learning how to be of good courage and let the Holy Spirit, glory to God, strengthen you. Amen. What's growing in your garden? How do you receive spiritual, how to recognize spiritual weeds in your life? How much work are you doing to tend to your garden, the heart, soul? Seeds are among the thorns. And then it says seeds fell among thorns. Some people hear the word and start to grow and bear fruit, but soon they become worried about problems and daily living. They may think if I had money, more things, they would be happy. These wrong beliefs take up all the person's time and energy, just like weeds steal all the nutrients from the soil, from soil of good plants. People do not focus on living for God, so they don't produce much or little to the fruit. You remember that God says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all those things else will be added. And he done told us worrying is sin. And he said in this word, Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Sixth verse let us know the only way to please him is through faith. And he said those that diligently seek him, glory to God, he will reward them. God is not a liar, and his word, glory to God, will not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set it out to do. So when he put his word out, glory to God, it's already settled. Now it's up to the believer to believe. It's not, oh, God said it, I believe it, and it's settled. No, ma'am. It was settled when he said it. Glory to God, now it's up to us to believe it. Don't let it be said you did run well. Who did hinder you or what did hinder you? The person will hear the word, must trust the Lord Jesus to deliver him from the worries and agreed so that he can grow in God's word. Test for good fruit, heart soul, is checking to see whether it is any weed and contamination to your fruit. God saw good soil. Still other seeds fell on good soil and produced a crop, harvest, 100-fold, 60-fold, 30, great harvest. This represents the people who heard God's word and believed it. They put their trust and received the message of the kingdom of God. The seed will take root. As it is within a physical plant, so is it with the word sowing in the heart of the message of the kingdom will grow gradually. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave that little piece there alone. I got a couple other things where we can get over to the parts of the storm. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, our hearts are like the garden. That's in St. John 15:1-8 and Matthew 3:3-23. When the word of God takes root in us, his spirit dwells in us. Our hearts can produce beautiful fruit, but it is important to tend the garden of our hearts daily. The text encourages readers to water their hearts with the word and nurture them with prayer and root out the weeds of sin, but most important, to have a personal relationship with the master gardener, Jesus Christ. Now all glory to God, our Father, forever. Praise the Lord. Amen. And if some prayer isn't just about asking for things and waiting for them to happen. Prayer is also about giving God the glory he deserves. It is through prayer we can worship God to give him the glory. In times of prayer, we can meditate on God and his goodness. This will inspire us to praise him, sing him, express the gratitude we have to him and his love. Prayer also deals with us, glory, interceding on others' behalf, believing God for the healing, believing God for the deliverance, believing God for salvation, believing God, glory, that being there just to build ourselves up, to build one another up in the name of Jesus. And he even told us sometimes we don't even know what to pray for, but by the Holy Spirit, it'll make intercessions on our behalf. Amen, amen. Prayer, dear God, in all that I do, may I never forget to give you the glory that is due you. All things I have asked are small in comparison to your love, goodness, and your faithfulness, O Father. The more I want to sing your praises, you are faithful in all your ways, O God. There is no one who cannot testify of your goodness, O Lord, for who you are and who you continue to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless God. I think I got just a couple more things on that. I just want to put a little bit on the storm. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. You have to leave it. Whew. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If anyone remains joined to me, that's in John 15, anyone joined to me and I to him, he will bear a lot of fruit. You can't do anything without me. You must stay connected to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. We are responsible to make the fruit. We are responsible to keep the soil in good condition. Good soil has sunshine, water, and nutrients. How can we water and fertilize our heart? Read God's word, listen and meditate on his word, and pray with worship, praise his name. Jesus is the light, the way, the truth, and the life. God is still free of God's soil is free of rocks, weeds out distractions, one corrupt thing out of corrupt things and thoughts. Don't let fears and frustration weed up the garden. Cast your cares upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he shall exalt thee. Be alert, be diligent. The devil comes as a roaring lion. And we already read John 10:10. I spoke John 10:10. We already know what that is. Don't be surprised of the fiery trials as though some strange thing happened unto you. Others have gone through and have overcome. The Lord will settle you and establish you and make you perfect. Ask the Lord Jesus to plow up the hard places and replace them with soft hearts that will receive his word and trust and take root and grow. We know we should be a vessel to spread good news. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus to come, preparing the heart, toiling the soil, and receive the good news of Jesus Christ. What are you planting? What kind of soil are you? A good caretaker, or are your garden running up full of weeds? We are to produce good fruit and harvest it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Some things came to mind when I was thinking about the weeds. Also, thinking about the kind of weeds that we have in our garden that can prevent us being successful in glory to God over being the overcomer, triumphant, and victorious. And then sometimes we have storms that are obvious to people, and sometimes it can be emotional storms. It can be storms of sickness, illness, health problems. It can be storms over to God where people can know or circumstances about, could be either way, a storm that people know about. And sometimes it can be a private, secret storm that things might be going on internally in your mind or even in a marriage. It could be something that others are aware of, and sometimes you can be going through in your home or in your health, and that can be both sides of that. It can be sometimes when people are aware and some people are not. It can be a situation through race. It could be incest. It could be all types of storms that people may see sometimes physically and be aware of your surroundings, of the kind of storms you go through. And then there's other kinds of storms you can go through, and you have to put on that face over to God, and almost like you masquerade to put that mask on, to go out in the public, to go to work or to go church and whatever, not unless somebody is able to discern it. And then sometimes the enemy just uses those storms and those situations, those circumstances to turn back around and corrupt. Glory to God, the mind, or just cause you to be in agony and pain and have misery and cause physical ailments and all kinds of things when things go on in our lives. But that's the trick of the enemy, because that's what he comes to do, to steal, kill, and destroy. And sometimes people allow the storms to get in their life, the crisis and whatever situation go on, they don't look to God upset when they're in a crisis and make him the Christ of the crisis. But God want to be a Lord, and he want to make a difference in the lives of we as believers. And he said in Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Well, this is your reasonable service. But he also said, be not conformed to this world, and be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And sometimes the mind is not renewed like it needs to be in that garden that we talked about, or planting those seeds and getting that word down on the inside. So even when things come up, glory to God, for betrayal or all kinds of other issues, when people come against it, how you said,
pray for them, glory, that they're spitefully used. But a lot of times, glory, God, we retaliate. And James says, glory to God, that man does not work the righteousness of God, glory to God. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Sometimes, glory to God, we end up want to retaliate because of how we feel or what went on. But it depends on the kind of seeds that are in your life, the kind of foundation that you have, the kind of relationship that you have. Not saying that we'll not ever get angry or not get frustrated or not even make a mistake. But in the meantime, the Bible says, glory to God, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. We won't be so quick to retaliate. We won't be so quick to have, glory to God, a word that he said, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And that, glory to God, back to the garden, back to, you know, when we're going through these storms, when we're going through these situations, these circumstances, it won't be so easily for the enemy to manipulate us and, glory to God, massage us and speaking all kinds of things in our hearts and minds to get us all combobulated, to cause us to be frustrated and agitated and aggravated, and the Tate family just come in and take over. We've got to be to a place and so forth like this. We stay off of Hollywood Boulevard. We got to be to a place that we stay on the straight and narrow. Glory to God, the righteousness of God, the holiness of God is those kinds of seeds that will be planted in us. And sometimes, glory to God, we can have so much going on at one time. Every once in a while, can get provoked and something might be said. We're not talking about cussing. We're talking about things might be said to hurt and provoke and agitate somebody else because you got too full. But if people know your character, normally they will say, now that's out of character for Sister B or Brother Joe or Brother Lim or Sister Candy or whatever like this. Then no, glory to God, that is not their character. Something might be going on, so we are intercede and we are pray or whatever. And if it's something that we need to go to them and face the nation with, glory to God, because he even told us in his word and so forth, if your brother has aught against you, go to your brother. So many times we'll have aught against others, and we will not go to them like we're supposed to. But we're still praising God and glorifying the Lord and magnify him and honor and praise, glory to God. Get on my Honda and tie my bow tie. I'll see you outside and speaking all up in tongues and whatever like this. But what are we doing to glorify the Lord in the life that we are living? Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians says, Numbers 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Praise God. The enemy's job is to keep us from trying to keep us in bondage, glory to God, in our mind and through some circumstances of people. He is a tormentor. But remember Jesus' word, I came to set the captive free and bind up the broken in heart. He sent us a comforter, which is a teacher. He's a guide. He'll give us wisdom and so forth. We're supposed to be wrapped up in the Holy Spirit and God's word and so forth, so that we won't allow the enemy to cause us to be manipulated. Now it is up to us to accept his will, his word, and his guidance. We have victory, glory to God, over the enemy through Christ Jesus. John 4:4, greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. Sometimes I think we forget that, praise the Lord. Amen. Greater is he on the inside of us, on the inside of you, than he that's in the world who's after you, which is Satan. The Bible informs us that the devil is a powerful and cunning opponent, but greater is our God. He was the creator. Jesus has come and overcame the world, and he said, be of good cheer, as a born-again believer, have victory over the enemy. If we only believe and obey the Lord's command and let him lead us by the Holy Spirit, the enemy can't make us do anything. Glory to God. We must emphasize when a believer sins, it is a choice. Satan can't entice someone to sin, but the choice is yours. He cannot force you to sin. Those are the weeds you should pull up by the root and plant righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Remember that I was talking about Psalms 1 and so forth like this, how we are pulled away and enticed by, glory to God, our own sin. It's because of the thoughts, it's because of what's in our mind and what we allow, glory to God, to be manifested is make all the difference. Because you can have a thought that don't mean that you have to act on that thought. Amen. Psalms 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Jesus delivers us out of them all. Praise the Lord. In this world, there will be challenges, battling the attacks of the enemy. Check your armor. Know your weaponry. We will sometimes have temporary victories over the enemy, but the victories can only come through the faith in Christ Jesus. He is more than the Christ of the crisis. We must practice keeping his commands when we don't follow his commandments, then the enemy wins the battle. But these defenses does not affect these defeat does not affect the final outcome. They may hinder our testimony, our spiritual growth, but Jesus came, glory to God, so we can be overcomers. Praise the Lord. The Bible speaks of a family of humanity that who are the children of God, and those who are children of the devil, those who have their lives molded after God, those who belong to the devil act like their spiritual father. Born again believers ought to realize which family they are a part of and act accordingly. The Bible says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." This is the victory that we have as overcomers in the Word, even our faith. That's in John 5:4. We can't serve no two masters. We know, glory to God, that we're going to know the fruit by its tree. Glory to God. And we know the tree that bears good fruit cannot bear corrupt fruit. Praise God. So we got to look at what kind of seeds are you planting or have planted. What's growing in your garden? Have you groomed your garden lately? Have you pulled up any weeds? Glory to God, of deceit or any other type. Amen. Praise God. And we have to know, glory to God, there's storms in life. We go back all the way to Noah and think about Noah, praise God, back in Genesis, when God gave him a word about, glory, building the ark. There was no words exchanged. He took on all the knowledge that God has given him about the creation, glory, even though it had never rained, or it took, I'm trying to remember, did it take 120 years or so for the build, and he gave opportunity. And just like you say now, like it is in the days of Noah, people are marrying, they were out there doing whatever, all kinds of sins was going on, and all kinds of things that came to man's mind he did. And glory to God, we're even living at this time, at that time now. But he gave Noah instructions, and Noah, glory to God, continued to do what God required of him. And no matter what went on or what took place then, glory to God, he followed through, glory to God, and it took faith to do all of that in spite of something never been done before and preparation that God has given him. He prepared daily, no matter how many years or how long it took. What are we doing in our preparation, glory to God, and following through and not falling off the wall and coming down and glory to God and being complaining and murmuring and whatever, and then it takes so long, I thought it'd be done by now and whatever, and glory to God, I thought this, I thought that or whatever, all the reasoning and analyzing and glory to God, we got to be in a place that we're going to trust God even though we can't trace him. We got to trust him when we can't trace him. Because his word is true, and he's a God that will not lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. And glory to God, as they went through, glory to God, as God said, hallelujah, when that ark was closed and whatever, they had to trust God while it was in there on that ark or whatever like this, and God manifest himself. Whatever his word says shall come to pass. We cannot, glory to God, get caught up on the timing. We know, glory to God, that even with Joshua, God had Moses was off the scene, and God gave him instructions, and God, even with Jericho walls and whatever like this right here, he gave instructions, glory to God, concerning their enemies, glory to God, would have this wall fortified that wide enough that a chariot can ride on it or ride across it and so forth like this. And God said those walls would come down. They didn't have to fight. God told them to march around them 7 times, glory to God, hallelujah, and then on that seventh, and the walls would come down. They didn't have to do nothing but obey the Spirit of the Lord. And God blessed, and his word went out, and his word, glory to God, was accomplished just like he said it. Glory to God. Obedience is what he's calling for in these trials and in these testing times. And we may not understand everything that goes on, but we got to trust God that it shall come to pass. Even there was a time when Joshua said, glory to God, with his enemies that were coming up against them, and they had several enemies, and they were fighting and fighting. He asked the Lord. It hasn't been ever done again, but he asked the Lord to help cause the sun to set, the sun to stand still up there in the glory to God until they kill up all of their enemies, until they defeat their enemies. God blessed and he accomplished just what God, I mean, just what he desired by his acting in faith and believed God, and he walked through it, and God brought it to pass. There are some things, glory to God, even at our request, according to God's word, it will manifest regardless of our enemies or how the enemy make it, how it looks like the enemy is defeating us, and it can be more than one enemy. But nevertheless, glory to God, we end up, glory to God, because of what we are seeing with our eyes and what, glory to God, the enemy is manifesting in our eyes and our eye gates and some things that go in our ears, we cause us to deviate off the path and cause us, glory to God, to make ourselves feel defeated before we even actually sometimes get in the battle. And I can relate that back to the time where Israel, God done bought, used Moses to bring him through of the Red Sea. After all they done been through over in Egypt, and then God open up the sea and let them walk on dry land, come on the other side, they started murmuring and complaining and talking about how they needed and murmuring against the servant and how it was better when they were back. When they were back in Egypt, dying and beaten and killed and whatever, but now all of a sudden, after all God done did and all the many things that he allowed happen over in Egypt, and here they are in Goshen protected, and now they open up the sea and they're on the other side going to the promised land, hard-headed and not listening to the voice of God. And in the midst of it, when later on when Moses had allowed the 12 spies to go out, two came back with a good report. The other 10, they're looking at, oh, okay, yeah, a land of milk and honey, but, oh, there was giants in the land, and there were grasshoppers, and we were grasshoppers in our eyes. The giants didn't even say boo, didn't say nothing, didn't even approach them or whatever, but they saw themselves as grasshoppers. But God already told them that you go possess. God, all what God just already did, they even forgot just that quick what God has already promised, what he did, what he's mighty manifested, all these mighty miracles and whatever. How soon do we forget? And we are talking about, oh, if God was with them like that, oh, today God has the Holy Spirit in us through Jesus Christ. And we still yet, glory to God, find ourselves fearful and fretful and glory to God, just feeling defeated before we even get started in some things. God has talked ourselves out of prophesy just the opposite of what God's saying. He says, so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, glory to God, we got to have faith to know, glory to God, whatever God says is already settled. And many as things that Peter, I'm not going to go through too many of them, but Paul, all the suffering and everything after he was transformed into the knowledge of the truth about Jesus Christ and was a warrior and an apostle for Jesus, glory to God, out of all he went through, he said that while he was in prison, he wrote so much, even that we're living by today, but he was saying, for my light affliction. My light of it. He had such a relationship with the Lord that even all the things being shipwrecked, being beaten, Lord, being stoned, and all the things he went through, he said, my light affliction. How many of us can say even today, out of all that God done brought some of us through, some of them that God come through cancer, some people that came through, glory to God, horrible accidents and broken bones and aneurysms and all kinds of other stuff and being betrayed and beaten down and downtrodden, relationships torn asunder, glory to God, whether it be in the home or whether it be in ministry. Others, glory to God, have multiple things happening to them. They've been raped and incest and had all kinds of been out in the street and, glory to God, build them, God bless them, brought them back in to, you know, a place of plenty and either a place of wealth or just, glory to God, being stable. Glory, I might have lost their mind almost in certain situations, and some have multiple things happening. And where is it now that they still can say, oh, my light affliction? It's amazing how some people can come through hardship, glory to God, and had such horrific things happen to their body. But when it's time, glory to God, they've been threatened by the mortgage company about they may lose their home. And they get so fretful. All that faith other people have looked at and saw, how could they go through that? Nobody but God. How wonderful, how marvelous. Oh, look at the power of God, the faith that they had. And then can believe God, glory to God, for a mortgage company, glory for God to turn that thing around. And even if it did take, God know how to bless and bring overflow. We look at Job and other situations, even some things that may have occurred in others' lives. He turned back around and he'll give them a glory, a double for the trouble that they went through. The God that we serve, he know all things, omnipotent, omnipresent. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-present one, the more than enough God. He's Jehovah Shalom, the God will give us peace, and he'll give us peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast in thee. But what happens, glory to God, when we allow circumstances and situations to manipulate us in these storms? And things, glory to God, we allow the enemy to eat us up like cancer, things that we keep on our heart and won't give to God as private, secret storm and whatever like this that we're going through, instead of being able to release it to the Lord, or either the Bible even tells us that, of course, that we are to confess our faults one to another, that we may be healed, that the effects and fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. God will give you somebody here in the earth realm that you can talk to, that whatever we be led by the Spirit and have a relationship to hear the Spirit of the Lord and the voice of God, that glory to God, we can be able to talk to, pray with, and it be left there on the altar, and there until, glory to God, manifestation comes to pass. And sometimes, even talking to someone else, sometimes we won't even talk to God and give it to the Lord and allow him, glory to God, give us that peace to bring deliverance or to release and forgive and to let go the things that we put on mask and go on and put on, glory to God, oh, to do all these other marvelous and wonderful things. We pay our tithes and sow seeds out there helping the hungry and feeding the less fortunate, and glory to God, doing this right here and helping them, glory to God, over here in the prayer closet and doing various things. But other things we are having to release out of us. We got the mask on in the name of Jesus. And the other mask is unforgiveness. We have on pretending and perpetrating the fraud. Glory to God, pretending that we carry concern. And other ones, glory to God, caught up in greed. Just what I can get from you. That's the only reason why I have make friends, or I have time with you, or I have association with you in the name of Jesus. Foolishness and the things over to God of what the world would do. And he said, transformation, glory to God. And God knows all these things, sees all those things, and we're in denial and justify why we do and don't in these storms of life. Glory to God. The enemy wouldn't have so much room, glory to God, to come in and manipulate our lives if we, glory to God, will release and let God come in, glory to God, and allow him to have free reign. The Bible tells us, glory to God, how we need to rest in the Lord. All ye that are laboring and heavy laden, come to him, and he'll give us rest. Take that yoke, take my yoke and learn of me, because he's meek and lowly. All his burden is light and his yoke is easy. Finally, we need to rest in the promises of God. Satan has been defeated overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, the victor, the victory is ours. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no testing has overtaken you that is common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. You got to believe it, though. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out that you may not be, that you'll be able to endure it. And sometimes God will even present that way of escape, and then hard-headedness, frustration, aggravation, or trying to get your point across, or they want to retaliate and so forth. You don't take that way of escape, whether it's escape because you were frustrated and provoked or agitated, or whether it was a temptation and so forth like this. You want to hit it. You want to get that. You want to lay with that. You want to touch that. Oh, come. Oh, shut up. Hallelujah. Then we want to repent, glory to God. But sometimes people repent because they got caught. They ain't repent, glory to God, because they're sin, for the sins found them out, and they're, glory to God, shame and want God to bless. That's the reason why David, glory to God, was a man after God's own heart, because even the sins that he did, he was so faithful to going in the presence of God. He was really sorrowful for the things he did, and glory to God, and it just hurt his heart, so glory to God. But in the meantime, you'll never hear about him repeating never the same sin. How many go back and over repeat offenders in sin? Repeat offenders. Oh, God, help us in the name of Jesus. Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you love me, keep my commandments. You are victorious if you only believe God's word. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my sayings? Praise the Lord. Oh, bless God. Praise the Lord. I know I probably just went way over. No, I didn't go over, but still, yet in the meantime, I know, praise God, when you have so much that you're putting out there, it may not be, it may, glory to God, cause some, glory to God, to say that's kind of a little bit overwhelming. But it was just a couple of things that I really, really wanted to try to Okay, praise God. I'm trying to remember, did I say anything about seeds, growth, and maturity and production? We can't allow others to throw things out on us that will choke out the seed God has planted within us. The loudest voice in our lives should always be the Holy Spirit. Separate yourself from the negative voices, people, and keeping you from your breakthrough. It will stunt your growth and kill your vision, your dreams, and your destiny. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger he will not follow. You have to be strong in the Lord not to be influenced by those voices. You can be caught up in their trying to get their validation for you. Check your environment. If the temperature is not right, you will not grow around people cold, insensitive, are not praying, don't have a prayer life, negative and with negative attitudes, and for you to have good seeds, discouraging and praying. You need people that's going to be praying faithfully, and you can be praying faithfully, glory to God, but you put it in bad soil. Weather conditions can affect growth. It's wrong seasons when you're trying to blossom, when God is trying to walk you through a winter season. Wait for the right season, because sometimes God may be trying to work some things out in us, and just because we have a vision, or he may even spoke some things that's to come, we can't get ahead of God. We got to seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and what he wants, and let him put the order in our lives like we need to. And sometimes we look through the winter season and we think whatever that plant was, that tree or glory to God, a flower, and it's over, it's dead. And come to find out, glory to God, sometimes when rose bushes look like, wow, they just, it's over or whatever. And next thing you know, they blossom right back up the next season, and then they need pruning, and when they prune, it could have been a good season, but sometimes the pruning, it just flourished even more so, and it may be cut down to look like, oh, my goodness, look like the thing is stripped and is about to die, but in the meantime, when God allowed that pruning, you don't know whether it was in parasites or whatever's there, anything that could be destroying it, God bless. The same thing with trees or other things that might be might need to be pruned, glory to God, and then they flourish even more so. God do pruning in us. And so forth, because we got to prune out some things over to God of that flesh and things that not going to glorify him, things that can stunt our growth, things that can interfere in our lives that will keep us from righteous living in the name of Jesus. Another seed when animals and birds and stuff like this steal. People can steal the seed, and people can be after your seed. Don't plant your seed where people don't value it. You need to get the toxin people out of your life. People want to take from you and don't want to impart anything good for you to grow, for your growth. They tolerate you sometimes, but they don't celebrate you. Unhealthy relationships. Seeds unable to grow is because of gardening. You, and as we touched on that earlier too, because of gardening, you are the caretaker and do not tend to it daily. You must have a daily, constant walk with God. Surrounding yourself with the people that's willing to intercede on your behalf. If your seed, if your seed is not watered, it will wilt. Ultimately, seeds will not grow with which they are limited by the container and the environment they're in. But there is no limit and no measure put on a seed that can continue to grow and produce. I think you can probably more or less gather that in the name of Jesus. And I bless the Lord for what he's already said and what he's done. Praise the Lord, because I know the time is getting by. Praise the Lord. And we also know that there's some things that God orchestrates in these storms of life and whatever like this, and that pain, the devil's just a pawn. Satan is just a pawn that God may use, because some things that we go through in life is not the devil. Some things may be caught on because of our decision making. Other things might be because God want to get some glory. And other things, glory to God, we have to recognize the enemy can't do no more than what God allow, and he has to get the permission. But we have to make sure that we're not opening doors for unnecessary pain and agony in the name of Jesus. But if we do, 1 John 1:9 say, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't panic. This is just a test. Some things in our life is just for a test. And we have to testify of how, you know, we overcame in Christ Jesus, because the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Oh, the blood of Jesus can make you clean and free. You are God's God, you are holy and righteous. You are God. You are Lord. You reign forever. Reign in my life. We declare your majesty. You are the King. You are the Lord. Holy, righteous. There is none like you and never will be. You are Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. Praise God. And there's miracles. It's God has done so much. Help us to have that mindset to praise, to worship, to magnify you. And whatever word and whatever you revealed unto us, God, let us not deny and justify. Help us to get to that place. If it's me, oh Lord, glory to God, stand in need of prayer, and this is going on in me, help me to release and let you take me through and deliver me out of it, no matter how much it hurts. You already been through so much on our behalf when you suffered, glory to God, before even going on that tree, and then after on the tree being whipped, unrecognizable, and then now that you've gone through and taken the keys from the enemy, now you're at the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf. You even told Peter that, Lord, the enemy desires to sift them as wheat, but you're praying that his faith fail not. And as we know that you are, help us to pray one for another. Humble ourselves and allow you to come in and to deal with whatever issues that we may have. Help us to walk in the agape, walk in the love, walk over to God in your truth. Help us to rightly divide the words of truth and whatever is there that you want to use over to God for us to further the kingdom of God, as well as we allow you to cleanse us over to God and bring us into that place that we can be able to be used for your glory. God, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to allow whatever the enemy is doing to cause us to be fearful or fretful, but we will yield ourselves and avail ourselves for your service in the name of Jesus. Storm's going to come, and glory to God, and things going to happen, but you said you never leave us, and in the midst of it all, you got a plan to, as Romans 8:28, you will work it out all for our good. We are more than conquerors, victorious, and triumphant in you. If we only trust and believe in the name of Jesus, help us in our shortcomings. Help us, glory to God, to trust you and have faith in you in the name of Jesus. Help us to pray one for another, build each other up, and bear one another's burdens. Strong by the infirmities of the weak. Help us not, glory to God, to allow ourselves to be downtrodden and beaten down by the enemy or other people or whatever. Help us not to put so much confidence in people and in flesh, glory to God, that we miss you when you are speaking. In the name of Jesus, you said your sheep know your voice. But know the way to know the voice, we got to cancel out all this other stuff and crucify this flesh and open our hearts to you and not allow, glory to God, to make gods out of other people and things and situations and circumstances. You said, who you did run well, who did hinder you? And sometimes we have to look and say, what do we allow to hinder us? In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for being a restorer. Thank you for your resurrection power. Thank you for your anointing. And help us never to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. In the name of Jesus, we are, glory to God, thank you that we are not the defeated foe. We are, glory to God, overcomers in you in Christ Jesus. The enemy is defeated. If we believe your word, we'll be able to walk over to God in the power of your anointing through the Holy Spirit, speak and decree and declare what you say we are and who we are and what your word says, and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in you. Thank you for these, your people, in the name of Jesus. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say wherever it's being spoken, whether it's even spoken through a child under your anointing. Glory to God. Help us to hear your word, obey your word. And we thank you for the prayer warriors. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you, Lord God, for this line that you've given us. Thank you, Lord God, for the mouthpiece that you've given us to speak and decree and declare your word. As Paul was in prison, the word, well, he might have been prison in his physical body, bound by jail cells and whatever, but the word was, glory to God, no way bound in him. And he speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord. No matter what our minds, our bodies, or what's going on around us, help us, glory to God, to walk with a clean and a pure heart, that, God, we allow the word to be loose, to be able to speak and cause lives to be changed as well as our own. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind up Satan, all his lords, and every satanic and demonic force that will come against these prayers or come against our lives, our family, our loved ones, the ministry, or whatever else that you've given us to do. In the name of Jesus, we decree it, declare it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord and give him glory because he is worthy to be praised. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are, as I'm opening the lines and in a minute for any remarks or prayers or whatever, we also know that on 4th will be we have to check that out. Well, anyway, the next Sunday that afterwards we'll have Mother McCormick. Well, we have to check that date again because I think she said it's Mother's Day. But in the meantime, the lines are open now for any remarks.
Minister BJ, praise the Lord. I enjoyed you. This is Evangelist Cheryl. And I got a lot out of what you said, mainly when you were talking about getting the weeds out, but more so what spoke to me is when you say getting the toxic people out your life. And I think that really spoke to me, you know, and I just wanted to say I enjoyed it.
We bless the Lord. Thank God for that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I'm
Thank
sorry.
God.
God bless you. This is Brother Black. I just enjoyed the word. It was refreshing to my soul. And I was just getting fed. I can even feel my spirit man getting fed. And it just makes me just, after this prayer line, I'm just eager to run into the word and get more. That's all. I just want more. Amen. Thank God for the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor BJ. Thank the Lord for using you tonight. For that was a wonderful word, especially it have to do with the heart. What kind of a weed is in your heart? In other words, what kind of you doing in the heart? Are we having the weed that we sow in our heart? In other words, is it jealousy, maliciousness, bitterness? Or is it love? Love for one another? Love for a sister and our brother? That's the type of weed we must sow in our heart. Because we're garden, talking about the heart. She said what type of weed you're sowing in your garden. She's talking about what is in your heart. Are you thinking maliciousness, bitterness? God don't want that type of stuff in your heart. And especially if you're a child of God, that have no business in your heart. So I thank God for giving out that word to bring tonight. Because that's where we have to begin. Cleanse that heart out. In and asking God for things, and when you see things not coming, you're worried about, well, God, you hear my prayer, or my prayer is bouncing on the ceiling. No.
Yes.
It's your heart. That heart has to be clean.
Amen.
So I thank God for that he gave her that word to bring. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Pastor BJ. You did a wonderful job at that word. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Oh, praise God. I bless you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with any more remarks? Amen. Well, praise God. We thank God for what he's done tonight. If there is a praise report anyone need to share, then we'll take that, and then we'll have maybe a closing prayer, and look forward to you all joining us on Monday night, and bless God for the encouragement and the words that was been spoken to inspire and encourage in my heart too as well, because I know it was two messages and they kind of like trying to get the two pieces out that God has given, and I'm glad it at least got away with some understanding in it. Praise God. So I bless God for you all and thank you for the encouragement. So if there's any praise reports, we'll take that now, and if not, I'm going to say a prayer and thank God for what he's done tonight. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Sister Herbert.
Praise God.
Yeah, I was talking, but I had my phone on mute. I just give God. I just praise God. The word was so good. I really enjoyed it. I thank you for how you really just broke it down to the very end. I mean, it was really good, and to let me see myself some more. So I just praise God for everything that you said on tonight. I'm not going to go through none of it, but I just thank God for how it was so good, and I'm going to go back. Like I said, I always go back over and try to get it again, because when I was listening to the word, my phone went off, and I had to turn around and change phone right quick, and I missed a lot of it. So that's where I have to go back and pick it up again. But I thank God for that word where you were talking about the seed and stuff. And what point I got with you where you were talking about the, I think it's in John the 15th chapter, where it talk about the branch, the vine and the branch, and where the vine is broken from the branch and stuff. And I caught hold to that point where, you know, I thought about how one time there was a tree in my yard, and the branch broke off, and then the tree was still there, but the branch, the branch took, you know, like it just dried up, but the tree was still standing. So I thank God for that word of tonight, and pray that you are knowing God that you're going to continue to use you and bless you to the glory of God. Love you, sister.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
And that is so wonderful how brought that analogy up and make me think about how God is so loving and kind. He said every branch, you know, that don't bear fruit, he'll take it away. He didn't uproot the whole tree and whatever. You have times where even if we go on in our lives or whatever, not that, that can take away that because of like hope and still be able to produce some fruit even in that God too as well.
Amen.
Praise God, I had to close that sound. Something is on one of the phones that I don't know which phone it is, but one of the phones that must be having some problems with when it come on the line. But Father, we do thank you tonight for the word. Thank you for the encouragement. Most of all, we want to thank you for the glory of God that brought forth the word and used whatever vessel you want to. But God, thank God for truth that we can find ourselves in the word. Even the ones that are speaking the word can find ourselves in what you're saying and speaking to our hearts to get fortified even the more and bring us in awareness and things that we may even need to check and go back, God, that we may have flipped in. So I just thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for the vessel. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you, Lord God, for our families and loved ones and the different ones that we have on the prayer line that we are praying for. We still believe in you for the divine healers, for a great report of the manifestation of what you have done and doing. We thank you for all that you've done already. There is none like you. Believe in you for a great week, month, year, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying and thank you for even the storm that was due to come through in here earlier during the day and the night, and even though we know it might have some weather later on, we thank you for your protection and your shield and your blood covering, and that you would allow us to still have time. Even though you say, go out, it was coming, you still be said, prepare. So we'll tell you are in control. So we thank you. Get to a point, as we said some years ago, that it's going to be that prophets are going to be the ones after a while going to be prophesying the weather, because the weathermen are trying to keep up with you, because sometimes people get to thinking that they're in control is what they say. But God, you're in control in all of our lives, and we ask you for your shield and protection throughout all the week, and even for our children that are out on their spring break, and the ones that were out, God, we thank you that gone back, that you don't allow nothing to take place in their lives. Keep them shielded and protected. We just love you. Thank you for all of our families and loved ones, and you know the needs in each one of our lives. So we give you glory and praise, and we thank you for so much that you've done, and thank you that we are so fortunate. Even though we might short on some things or we might have desire some things, God, when we think about you and think about so much that others are going through, we still need to be grateful and thankful and give you the praise that's rightly due you every day that you add to our lives, another opportunity for you to show yourself strong in the earth and in us, and another opportunity to repent and also to worship and magnify your name. We love you and we give you glory. You are our healer and deliverer, in Jesus' name. Also want to tell you my praise report that the Lord blessed. And I think Mother McCormick has one too. We still can repeat it tomorrow. But the Lord bless you, what was going on with the thyroid and whatever like that. The Lord bless even in that. I tried Mother Alexander several times to get in touch with you, but I couldn't get to you to even share this information with you and Mother Willette. But in the meantime, that the Lord bless, there was no cancer, no nothing, and whatever that little sister they found, everything was found in the throat, the thyroid. They said the thyroids were fine beginning, but they still said that cyst, and they needed to check it. So with the ultrasound and the biopsy, and they had to go in my neck three times with a needle, but the Lord blessed them, no damage being done, and also in that all is well. So we give God glory and praise even in that, and some other reports that we've been hearing of what God has blessed with some other people that have been having some testing and so forth too. Thank God for prayers, and we pray one for another, whether we see or know each other, like my sisters always say, for God, for others that God has blessed through some testing and reports coming back good. So we thank God for that. I don't know if Mother Sis wants to say anything about her report or not.
Yes, I do, sister. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But, yes, I do. I had forgot it. But I just thank God for the blessing that I got on the other day when they did the blood work, and everything come back good. I said, God, I just want to say thank you and thank God for Sister Hubble that her came back good. And we were just, we've been touching and agreeing with one another just about this thing trying to fly up on us. But we thank God that we are victorious. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I just thank God for what he have already done for both of us. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name. Thank God for all them powerful prayers and word over our lives. Just pray and keep the faith for ourselves. Because there's one thing to have other people praying for. You don't have no faith. That's glory to God. He said, how can two walk together lest they agree? And he said, any stand, two stand, touch, and agree. And so when we are praying, well, that's what's so important on this prayer line of when we're praying for them, to have faith in God and in the word and the anointing of the agreement, and so we can see the movement and the power of God and how he turns things around. And so we don't take it for granted because we don't know what we may have to go through. And Sister Brenda's not on the phone tonight, is she? No. And she has a praise report that she rung the bell the other day. That was the last of her radiation and cancer-free on that. So we bless God, and all she has to do now is get her reconstruction done, and that's going to be after they get some of that radiation go out of her system. So we'll be looking for her to go back down to Atlanta to get that part done. I think she said she might have to be there a week, but we don't know what day that is yet. But we thank God for that good praise report too as well. So we believe in God. Greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. Amen.
Yes.
Anything
amen.
Else?
Amen.
Okay, Sister BJ.
Yes.
Sister Willette wasn't on the line tonight because she's out of town.
Yeah.
But she'll be back Monday.
All right.
Okay.
Well, praise God.
Right. To try to get hold on to you, but she couldn't get you either.
Yeah, when I suddenly had, I was trying to leave a message, but her phone don't take message. I mean, it was full.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't tell her or you. When I called you about, oh, my God, and I even called you yesterday. I'm trying to remember that I called.
Oh, Jesus.
I wanted to tell you, came online, but I said, Mother, been busy, busy. So we give God glory for what the assignment is in life. Amen.
I was busy.
Well, bless
this
the
week.
Lord. As we continue to pray once another, we look forward to Monday night. The Lord say the same. If it's not stormy, we're going to believe God that we'll be joined together and angels be encamped about each one of you all and whatever that you have on the altar, believing God for that he work on your behalf. But we got to keep confessing God's word because what the enemy wanted to do is to doubt and to turn back around and be frustrated and agitated by what the devil is doing. But the more he speak and say and do, the more we got to be fortified in his word and speak and say what, because he wants us to feel him down and rehearsing what the enemy is doing. That's what he likes. That's giving him more power. But the power of the word and our faith, and as we come together in agreement, we're going to see miraculous things. But we got to make sure we don't keep opening the door back for the devil. When God's doing something, we're praying about it, then we go back with doubt, and then we start talking over the devil. Then what the devil doing? We got to know things out there that come against us, but we got to stand like we never stood before with the whole armor of God on. And we know many of us are doing, but sometimes little doors will be open on certain situations. So I just pray, go over to God, and I'm praying that you be encouraged and more, Cheryl, and that God bring you back into a place of power and anointing. Regardless of the things the enemy try to distract and show your eye gates, don't let it get in your eye gates and your ear gates. Put that word in it. Put that anointing in it. Put the agreement that we're on the phone praying with you and believing. So you got to stand fast like you never stood before. And you're going to see the enemy flee because God's word is not going to lie. And he said, you resubmit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee. And sometimes because it's agitating and aggravating, we don't submit to God and resist. And that's how he'll turn back around and keep agitating. But the more and more we say God's word, whatever, and know that you're fearfully wonderful made in him, and know, glory to God, that he has his angels protecting you, and know, glory to God, that he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Know that you are more than a conqueror. But if you let doubt and unbelief come in, that's the enemy going to come in and fight you. So in the meantime, change that mindset. Change like never before. It's not going to be like it has been all your life and continuously. God can turn some things around in a moment, in a day, in a week, or any time. Glory to God. It don't have to be all the way. I got to wait till the end of the year. I got to wait till this happens. I got to wait till that. No, he wants to have that faith that he can do some things right now. So I just admonish you and encourage you. Hold on like you never held on before. Let the Holy Spirit do his job, and we're going to be standing with you. But we cannot stand and we be in agreement and you don't be in agreement. So be encouraged, my dear, and no, glory to God. This too shall pass. And we'll talk about passing the temple. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother.
Minister Black, I'm inspired by God blessing you and encouraging you and how some of the things that you are saying and what God is doing in you. And he's speaking that the word of prophecy is coming in first more and more what he's going to be doing with you behind the scenes. Because when he bring you out, it's going to be some kind of powerful anointing in that ministry in you. But continue to be humble and just continue to wait on the Lord and speak when he gives you to speak and where you're in other assignments or whether it be here or whatever, he's going to bless. But stay humble. When he stops using you, when he do bring you out, as he said back then, stay humble and God's going to bless and increase more. Praise God. Pray God's blessing upon your mother as well.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If nothing else, we're going to be encouraged. Have a wonderful night and we can let us continue one for another. Amen. I don't know who it was, but we had a couple of that about 30 minutes ago, and so I didn't get to put the numbers down, but at least we thank God for all did come on, and even the ones that was on for good.
Love you. Good night.
Praise the Lord.
Good night. Love y'all, Mother. God bless you.
Love you.
Minister BJ, Brother Black.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
All right. Shalom, shalom.
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 All right. Love you.
Oh, my dear.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to hit that other button.